Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading to you a very silly story. One of our friends recommended this one and said it's a family favorite. So who are we to not say yes to a family favorite, especially when it has a cute animal in it? Because as you know, we love cute animal stories. And so this one is called Six Dinner Sid. It's by Inga Moore, and it is read today by Mommy. And who are you? What are you? Woof. Oh, Dennis, the dog, right? Ruff. Okay, well, he's a wolf, of course. Dennis, please do not bark at my kitty cat in this book, okay? All right, let's do it. Sid lived at number 1 Aristotle Street. He also lived at number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, and number 6. Sid lived in 6 houses so that he could have 6 dinners. Each night he would slip out of number 1, where he might have had chicken, into number 2 for fish, on to number 3 for lamb, liver at number 4, fish again at number 5, ending at number 6 with beef and kidney stew. Since the neighbors did not talk to each other on Aristotle Street, they did not know what Sid was up to. They all believed the cat they fed was theirs, and theirs alone. But Sid had to work hard for his dinners. It wasn't easy being 6 people's pets. He had 6 different names to remember and 6 different ways to behave. When he was being Scaramouche, Sid put on swanky airs. What do you suppose that means? Swanky airs. Swanky kind of means hoity-toity, fancy, highfalutin. Yeah. As Bob, he had a job. And in the picture, we can see what the job was. What's he supposed to do?
Scare away mice.
Scare away mice. Mm-hmm. He was naughty as Mischief, and silly as Sally. As Sooty, he smooched. But as Schwartz, he had to act rough and tough. And chase dogs, it looks like. All this work sometimes wore Sid out, but he didn't care as long as he had his 6 dinners. And besides, he liked being scratched in 6 different places and sleeping in 6 different beds. In fact, life on Aristotle Street was just about perfect for Sid until one cold, damp day he caught a nasty cough. The next thing he knew, he was being taken to the vet. Poor Sid. He was taken not once, not twice, but 6 times. He went with 6 different people in 6 different ways. Oh, yes, indeed. We can see he's in a basket or a box or a kitty cart, all sorts of different ways. Is he going to the same veterinarian, I think? Do you wonder if the veterinarian recognized him? The vet said Sid's cough wasn't nearly as nasty as it sounded, but to be on the safe side, You should have a spoonful of medicine. Of course, Sid didn't have just one spoonful of medicine. He had six. Poor Sid, he does not look happy about that. Now, one black cat does look much like another, but nobody, not even a busy vet, could see the same cat six times without becoming suspicious. And sure enough, when he checked in his appointment book, the vet found six cats with a cough, all living on Aristotle Street. And so he called the owners at once, and oh dear, Sid was found out. And when they discovered what he'd been up to, Sid's owners said he had no business eating that many dinners. They said in the future they would make sure he only had one dinner a day. Oh, that's so sad. His cool plan got ruined, didn't it? But Sid was a six-dinner-a-day cat. So he went to live at number one Pythagoras Place. And he went to live at numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Did you know that Pythagoras was a philosopher mathematician? Mm-hmm. Did you know that so was Aristotle? Yeah, it's the name of the other street that he lived on. These are both Greek philosophers. Unlike Aristotle Street, the people who lived on Pythagoras Place talked to their neighbors. So right from the start, everyone knew about Sid's six dinners. And because everyone knew, nobody minded. And what a wonderful thing it was for him, huh? Can you imagine getting six different dinners? Imagine that mom makes something for dinner that you don't like. Well, you could go next door to the neighbor's house and have something that you do like. And if they don't have something you like, you'd go to the next. And then so on and so forth. However, there is a downside to that. I'm going to guess at each one of those places, you would still have to do the things like your chores. And you'd have to pick up all the rooms that you lived in, and you would have to put away all your toys and fold things and put them. Yes, it would be difficult, wouldn't it? Luckily for you, you don't have to worry about that because your mommy cooks you yummy food. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, our dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.